Members of the creative class might work as artists, engineers, designers, professors, architects, writers, or software programmers.
Life and work have become intertwined for this group of people.
Matt Pranchinski is a manager with the West Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board in Menominee. His challenge, and that of those coming to the Synergy Conference at UW-Stout this week, is to figure out how to compete with the enticing environment of the Twin Cities. It's drawing Wisconsin's educated young people away.
We understand that we can't go toe-to-toe with Minneapolis-St. Paul, but there are a number of students and people that are from this region that want to stay here. We have to just do the right things to keep them here that makes the Twin Cities just a little less attractive.
Each of Pranchinski's nine counties has ranked things like their wage scale, middle management positions, after-hours events, and opportunities to network. One young member of the creative class has some ideas. Nick Meyer is the editor and publisher of Volume 1, a cutting-edge new magazine in Eau Claire that's caught the attention of up to 15,000 readers. Meyer says the Volume 1 staff decided to sponsor a few outdoor concerts that mushroomed into a whole summer of music by the river.
Every Thursday night at Phoenix Park downtown, there has been 500 people that gather, and that has become kind of a networking situation. I think a lot of people see each other there every Thursday and have used that to meet people around them.
This week, Nick Meyer's group starts a discussion series titled The Idea Lounge. The community is invited to weigh in on the rise and effect of the creative class in the Chippewa Valley. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.